Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. When Peter wrote these words, the storm clouds were gathering. The early church was soon going to be facing very sharp and painful persecution. Many Christians were going to die, and Peter was well aware that he needed to equip them for the challenges to come. I love the fact that he does so not by offering the words of comfort or sympathy, but by an outburst of praise. It's a good reminder to us that it's always the right time to praise God. It's not a way of dodging the challenges or putting a brave face on things, but because even in the harshest and most testing moments of life, God continues to be faithful, gracious, and loving. Peter reminds his readers that they've been born again because of God's mercy. The new life that we have in Christ is never because of anything good that we have done. There's no way in which we could ever earn salvation. It's entirely because God decided to be generous and merciful. The Apostle Paul spelt this out very powerfully in Ephesians chapter 2 when he wrote, God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It's important for us to remember this because we live in a society where there's a great focus on our achievements. We may feel that our finances, possessions, and status have a great deal to do with our own efforts, but our hard work and dedication could never enable us to obtain salvation. For that, we're entirely reliant on God taking the initiative and giving us the free gift of new life in Christ. So whether you and I are heading into a time of success, failure, joy, pain, celebration, or testing, we can still direct our thoughts to God. So whether you and I are heading into a time of success, failure, joy, pain, celebration, or testing, we can still direct our thoughts to praise God. So let me ask you a question. How can you ensure that praise is a continual part of your daily life? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you for your amazing generosity. Help us to remember that everything that we are and have has come from you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.